The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, when we walk to the Ed Sheeran show, does a rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip hop, beats to soulful flow, we dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh, talk the music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life, it's goals. Right here on Ed Taylor, the story unfolds.
Ed Taylor's on, take a seat, let's explore.
Hey, Christian.
Music, culture, and a whole lot more.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Ed Taylor Show. My name is Leroy. I am the phone screener. Ed Taylor is not in here yet. I done moved up in the world, phone screener, and now I'm running this show. I'm producing this show, and Ed Taylor probably ain't gonna be here today. He always running late. I'm noticing a pattern. If you didn't notice last week, he said he was coming in late. I'm noticing a pattern. That boy always, always running behind schedule. What he be doing to put himself behind schedule like that? I know I'm the phone screener, but I get real tired of hearing about somebody being late. When I used to work in Flint, that's right, Flint, Michigan, stand up. When I used to work in Flint, I was never late. Never. I don't know what living in Flint, Michigan got to do with my time, but I was never late to nothing. And then this dude here. And, you know, he, we used to do a show together back in the day. I worked this radio socket 15 years ago. And I'll tell you one thing, I was never late. Now, let me introduce myself. My name is Leroy. I'm an OG unk. Unk OG. Uncle to everybody. OG to everyone. Let me give you a breakdown.
Look is from 8 to 14.
Okay.
Them the niggas.
Why is?
No. Look.
Let them go, huh?
YNs is from 15 to 25. Those are YNs. 26 to 35, 34, that's big bro. 36 to 44, that's unk them. 45 to 55, that's OG them. That's OG. Now, when you start getting into the 60s and 70s, respect your elders, folks.
Trying to little bend, smoke a little crime. Join where you been.
black man, black man, black, black man, black, black man.
I'm back here, gotta do my call screening duties. Check these voicemails. Check the voicemails for Ann Taylor. See what's going on for Ann Taylor. Take messages for Ann Taylor. He ain't here. So I'm gonna get here and check some of these messages and see what's going on, because I need to find out what's up, and see what some of the people are saying. I'm gonna give y'all, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all hear some of these messages. I'm just gonna play them on air. Hang on, sir. How do I do this shit? What button do I press?
You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
Hey, Leroy, this is Ed. I'm downstairs, man. Send security down to buzz me in, will you?
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To message deleted. Next message sent. To message deleted. Next message sent. Friday deleted. First skipped message.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Black Ben. Why do you have so much ego?
Well, I don't know.
Seriously. You walk around like you invented gravity.
Well, probably.
Like the air gets thicker when you show up. Like, you knew that we were going to look before you even said a word. Mm-hmm. And don't get me started on that walk. You know the one. At first, I thought it was cocky, but now I see it for what it really is.
Yeah.
It's confidence built from generations who had to fight just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
It's pride that says, I will not shrink for anyone.
Okay, I'm going to save this one.
Survival turned into style.
I'm going to save you.
I've been all over the world, you know. Gonna drink the finest wine, gonna see the finest dimes. But all the pretty girls come from VA. It's New York and MIA. Then it's PG around my way. So I've never had to stay away. For long, say you gon' wait. Ain't nobody gonna think gon' be there. Keep on young, cause she gon' wanna stay. All the pretty girls wanna be gay. Come around and find out. She like one of mine, now she mine now. You just turn around and she gone now. She never stayed away for long, for long.
Best time she's ever had.
She ever had. Best night she ever had. That's right. This is Luxurious Leroy. I'm filling in for Anthony Taylor. I hope you're enjoying the show. Later on, we're going to have a distinguished guest coming in here. He going to do an interview, and I'm going to interview him. Locker. I'm going to interview him. It's going to be me. Anthony Taylor just can't make it. I ain't heard from him. He ain't called in. He ain't left no messages. He ain't done nothing. That boy, you know, he tried to tell me that I was a hater. But you know who the true hater is? It's him. He's a hater. Y'all need to go ahead. It's just, okay, I tell you what. I will make a pact with y'all. I'll make a pact with y'all. Just tell y'all radio station that you listening to me on right now that you want the Luxurious Leroy Show. Don't worry, it's plenty of time slots available, because Aunt Taylor's show, it may not be on air that week, because I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? I may have been a phone screener, but I used to be a DJ. And I'm going to get ready to do this interview. Y'all going to hear me just really cut up when I interview Locker. All right? I'm going to be back in a few minutes. This is your Aunt Taylor show. Sit tight. Sit tight.
Mother, I'm cold.
16,000 square, 8 million up there, 2 million down here. When I was born, grandmama could see it. I be Bentley driven and very strategic. RM sleeve, no diamonds are needed. Floors are heated, so be it, so be it. With P, get something to meet you. Your soul don't like your body, we help you free it. Then we wait for TMZ to leak it. It ain't no secret, so be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it. CLIP, SEFB, A-Ball LV. I can show you how to bust a brick if you let me. I monogram like confetti. Switch is ready. She leaning on Celine cause she ain't stepping in Giuseppe. Catch a buck 50 like each Pirelli. I got 8 of them, call me Andretti. If I'm not in the telly, selling a Yeti, then I'm twirling your bitch like she in spaghetti. Heavy, circle back and come and get this Kelly. And your ears too if you want a blue like Belly. Lot of jetting. Prada bedding, 9-11s. I'm the who's who with what? Papa Heaven. Go around and get your body traced trying to test me. Cause that I'm with like to draw when it's sketchy. If they catch me, don't forget me. Resurrect me. Buy a dog pack the same place that they forget me. Ski. Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it.
You ain't solid, ain't valid, you ain't malice. Been quiet, ain't riot, you ain't Paris. Blow money, you owe money, we ain't balanced. You ain't believe, God did, you ain't Khaled. All black, back to back, this ain't traffic. Can't wrap your head round that, you ain't Arab. Y'all tweet, bird talk, we all parrots. Lone Star, cross the border, we like Dallas. 21, gun salute, we been savage. Tag em up, add em up. Is average, fly him in, fly him out, only the baddest. If I had her, then you had her, she never mattered. Wish upon the stars on my roof, they all scattered. Ain't no more Neptune, so peace Saturn. Off the first ski up, they re-up. It's a pattern, like middlemen, they killing them. You know what happened.
Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it. You cried in front of me. You died in front of me. Calabasas took your bitch and your pride in front of me. Her utopia had moved right up the street. And her lip gloss was popping. She ain't need you to eat. The net gon' call it the way that they see it. But I got the video. I can share and AE it. They wouldn't believe it, but I can't unsee it. Lucky I ain't TMZ it. So be it. So be it. So be it. So be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it.
Hey, yo, what's happening? You tuned in to the Ant Taylor Show. In the house with me today, I got special guests, TGE Laka, Bay Area representative in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my man Laka.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Thank you for having me.
Much appreciated. Thank you for coming through on the Ant Taylor Show. You know what I'm saying? So I was cruising through what they call the gram, and I came across the profile of TGE Laka, 510_Laka. And interesting cat. And I wanted to invite him on the show. Come talk about a little bit about himself. So can you introduce yourself and let the people know a little bit about you?
Yes, sir. My name is Laka. I'm an artist, you know, coming out of the Bay Area, San Francisco, the East Bay, Richmond, to be exact. You know, I'm 28 years old. I do a lot of things just, you know, on the flip side, you know, definitely been in my community, helping out. You know, just being a part of the community as well. I've been doing music for about, you know, like 5-6 years seriously, and dropped like an album, you know, in 2023, 2024, dropped some more music. But, you know, feel free to check out my music as well. TGE Laka on all platforms. You know, I'm a multifaceted person, you know, so in my music, you hear a lot about my struggles, about my upbringing, about my victories. And, you know, everything else in between. So authenticity is my biggest power. And so that's what you get when you see me. So check it out.
All right. That sound dope. So you said you started about 5 or 6 years ago in the whole rap journey, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And let me ask you something. What was your inspiration from? Because I did hear something about Richmond as well in your upbringing there. Who inspired you? Who inspired TGE Laka to want to go ahead and put pen to pad and start writing some rhymes?
Well, I think the first person that I really saw coming from a place where I was really able to resonate from was I Am Sue and like HBK. Uh-huh. So, you know, they grew up like out here, like in Richmond, Pinoles, El Cerrito, San Pablo. And then obviously like in San Francisco, they had a lot of people that was a part of their clique that was from San Francisco, like Love Rance, you know, Show Banger, you know. So then there was just like a really big thing, especially around high school, you get what I'm saying? High school was from 2010 to 2014. So that was like when the music bug really like first really hit me. I was seeing folks, they were, you know, doing a lot of the same things that I was doing, like, you know what I'm saying, kicking it with friends, playing sports, hanging out at like Beeps Burgers or Nations and stuff like that. So I was like, man, like they're basically making anthems that I can ride to, that I can have fun with my friends to, and they're talking about my life, you know, having fun, you know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about the legendary Beeps Burgers on Ocean Avenue in San Francisco?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to be around there all the time.
Oh, my
gosh.
I used to
be around there all the time.
If y'all ain't never had a Beeps Burger, look, I used to go to Beeps when I was a teenager, man. That's how long Beeps been around, man. It was delicious back then. And you know, they didn't change some owners and things, but they didn't stay consistent on the flavor. Shout out to Beeps Burgers. Shout out to HBK gang. You know what I'm saying? Those are a great group of musicians and artists, and to be inspired by them. And I mean, they off the hook crazy. Cool John,
exactly.
I Am Sue, P-Lo. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else is in it, but
Skipper, Dave Steezy, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, it's a big group of talented folk, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
So your rap style basically is very creative and interesting. When you started, did you say, man, I'm a craft this style, or just basically once you start speaking, you didn't even have to develop it. It was just natural to you, or did you like come up with a style and choose it and craft it, or how did it work out for you that way?
It was kind of just crafted in that way that I just started. And, you know, there was a couple of songs that I made like beforehand, not too many. And then I was kind of trying to, you know, rap in a certain way, but it didn't necessarily seem natural to me. And so once I found like a space where I was really comfortable to kind of just really let loose and be myself, I think my natural kind of flow and my natural cadence just really came through. And it's kind of just been very natural ever since then. So it's been learning by just doing, by repetition. So that's kind of my style and how it just came out.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely, man. That's I like what you do. I definitely like what you do. And people, make sure you check it out. So let's go on to the next thing here. How did you get intertwined between Richmond and San Francisco?
Right. So I was born and raised in San Francisco. So I was born in San Francisco, you know, lived in the Mission up until I was about five. So my parents immigrated from Honduras and they settled, you know, in, you know, San Francisco. And so then 96, when I was born over at the Kaiser on Fillmore, you know, we stayed there for a little while and then we found, you know, a house, you know, out here in the East Bay. And so then we moved over here. But, you know, my mom and my dad kept their jobs in the city. And so we commuted, you know, and then they wanted us to go to school in the city because it was a lot closer. So, you know, safety and stuff like that. So, you know, that's the decision that they made. And, you know, so kind of the upbringing, bouncing back and forth, commuting every day, driving there in the morning. And then whenever I'm done with whatever I'm doing, I hop on BART. So I'm very familiar with BART, man. I'll call myself a BART baby for real.
Yeah, that's a tough little commute to go out from the East Bay to over to the city every day. That'll wear you out. It'll wear you, a young person, an old person. That is no fun. You know what I mean? That's no fun. No matter how you do it, whether you're driving or you're barting it, man, it's going to wear out its welcome real quick. Like, you know what I mean? And
for sure.
So what this leads me to ask you is, how do you describe, like, or what's your creative process, I should say, like, when you go into making a song? Do you start with the beat, or do you, like, start with the lyrics and then you get the beat afterward, or what's your process?
Well, I think my creative kind of just prowess kind of comes from, you know, my mom. She's an author herself, an educator. And so one thing that she always kind of instilled in myself and my brother was journaling and just writing things down, because it kind of helps you kind of just shape your perspective.
Right.
And then sometimes you don't necessarily always want to blurt out kind of the first thing that's on your mind. You want to kind of not necessarily filter, but also make sure that your message is as effective as it could possibly be. And sometimes, you know, it's about writing things down and really kind of looking at it from a different angle, reading it back to yourself, and then being like, okay, this is the message that I'm trying to convey. So a lot of the times it's the words. You know, I have an idea of the next song that I want to make, what type of themes that I want to go for, what are themes that are things that I care about. And it's not always just necessarily about myself. It's about maybe putting in underlying messages and using my own experiences to basically convey that message as to why it's my truth. And so it's a lot of writing. And then I eventually kind of find the beats. And now, you know, my journey, I've definitely been able to find different producers and different people that, you know, mesh well with my sound and understand my sound.
Hey, yo, this is Prenda Bell, and you're listening to The Ann Taylor Show.
You're my bad habit, but I'm not mad at it.
necessarily filter, but also make sure that your message is as effective as it could possibly be. And sometimes, you know, it's about writing things down and really kind of looking at it from a different angle, reading it back to yourself, and then being like, okay, this is the message that I'm trying to convey. So a lot of the times it's the words. You know, I have an idea of the next song that I want to make, what type of themes that I want to go for, what are themes that are things that I care about. And it's not always just necessarily about myself. It's about maybe putting in underlying messages and using my own experiences to basically convey that message as to why it's my truth. And so it's a lot of writing. And then I eventually kind of find the beats. And now, you know, my journey, I've definitely been able to find different producers and different people that, you know, mesh well with my sound and understand my sound. And so I'm able to kind of get beats from them and, you know, write to those and kind of combine everything. So to answer your question, basically, it's a lot of lyrics first, a lot of thematics, and a lot of ideation that's going into, you know, just the different words that I'm writing down based off of my journaling. And then I go from there and just kind of add it to the music.
Excellent, excellent. That's a nice little, you know what I mean, blueprint. You know what I mean? Do you find yourself in your music dipping into some of the going-ons in the world? Like, you know, about some of the things that are happening worldwide. Do you get into that with your music?
I would like to a little bit more than I do currently. I think that I definitely have a few kind of one-off kind of singles within kind of my catalog that really touch on like different things like dysfunctional families, you know, like immigration, you know, what is it, like different things like that, coming of age. And so themes that are very relatable to people that are my age and people that have also just experienced definitely the same things that I have. So I wouldn't want to, you know, categorize myself as a political activist or anything like that. And I definitely don't use my platform to, like, you know, throw out strong political messages or anything like that. Uh-huh. But as far as what we understand within the Black and Hispanic community and just in just growing up in a working class community, those different themes, I definitely talk about those that people that come from that background can relate to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very important topics, you know what I mean, to touch on and to, you know, put it, sneak it in there everywhere you can. You know what I mean? It's like entertainment and hardships go hand in hand, you know, talking about it and, you know, being vocal. And I do understand, you know, you say you don't necessarily use your platform for political, because some people are not there for that. You know what I mean? Some people want to escape, you know what I mean, some of the things that are going around. And if they get it at every turn, they may not be happy. You know what I mean? So I want to move this a little bit to ask you about, what do you feel about the current state of, and I know you're 6 years in, right? But in your 6 years, how has music changed? Has it been positive? Has it been the same? Or do you see some negatives? Or are you just stay on your track? You just do you?
I mean, especially with social media, it's kind of hard to not see kind of all the different things that are around. Because it's like a double-edged sword, because you're able to use it to your advantage as well. And, you know, you can obviously go into, like, the algorithm and, like, what's Instagram and Facebook, what their true intentions are when it comes to their engagement, like a formula. Yeah. And basically, once you understand that, you can either tailor kind of your whole approach to kind of chase that virality, or you could kind of just lean into your authenticity and hope that it falls upon the right ears and the right audience through, obviously, you know, doing your due diligence and hitting the street and, you know, getting your name out there. I think that there's still a space for, you know, doing it, I guess you could say, that old school way, right?
Yeah, yeah. But,
what I basically see is that it's a lot of, I do see, like, it's very much like who you know and not what you know necessarily. I know a lot of talented people that are just not in the public eye as much as they should be based off of their talent, because they're just not well connected, right? And I think that's something that has stayed the same. I think through the past time, you know, money is gonna take you really far, you know. But then once you kind of get around people that have a similar amount of money, it's obviously about status and who you know. And so I think the main difference is that I'm not really looking at it from the outside looking in anymore. I actually do have a little bit of insight from the people that I've come into contact with and, you know, what they're telling me about their experiences. And so I would say that for myself personally, I'm just a little bit more knowledgeable about who and what and why. And so that's basically been the main thing. And then, you know, obviously the internet is changing every day. And AI is a big thing. We just saw the thing with Timberland.
Yeah, I was, man, you know what? I have something on that. We're going to talk about that next, right. Actually.
So, it's just like, that's basically the big thing, you know?
Mission, trying to have some fun in the bank, stay alive like Fox does. Hot by touch, come chill in the hot tub. If you know me, yeah, I like to pop up. My team golden, undefeated, Leverkusen. Catch me on the highway and I'm steady cruising. Me versus the world and I'm never losing. Polo for the weather, cold like sushi. She be my story every chance that she get, but when I hit it, she left me on red. Back to my mission, only focus on red. With the vision, you got what's the man. Every day is a blessing, living well spent. Do it big, like it's Mount Hum. Never in the middle, not Malcolm. Wish came true, I didn't need a fountain. Roll busy with the belly, it's a nightmare. Pen and pad, like it's Rodan. Think of pose, while the world speeds ahead. Conflicting thoughts, circle my head. I did it right, but it still went left. Wake up, rise up like a falcon. You only working with hundreds, we got thousands. Passport heavy and the back clear. In the mission, on the mission, trying to have some fun. In the bay, stay alive like Fox does. Hot by touch, come chill in the hot tub. If you know me, yeah, I like to pop up. My team golden, undefeated, Leverkusen. Catch me on the highway and I'm steady cruising. Me versus the world and I'm never losing. Polo for the weather, cold life season. Got the skills, pay the bills like a plumber. Smoking on purple, call me Danny Glover. Shorty on my line, looking for a lover. Always prosper, strive, and then succeed. Rolling with the punches, I'm a bob and weave. Dealing with dilemmas like Socrates. Cold work, like it's a hockey team. Shit, man, I'm a gleam. Keep it old school, like a school pharaoh. Duck and conquer it, homie. Fuck a barrel. Bit the fortress, what the stair was. Hibernate in the winter like a bear does. Take that deep dive, take that cold plunge. Keep it clean, like a cold sponge. Yeah, man, I'ma go dumb. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go dumb. In the mission, on the mission, trying to have some fun. In the bed, stay alive like Fox does. Touch, come chill in the hot tub. If you know me, yeah, I like to pop up. My team golden, undefeated, Leverkusen. Catch me on the highway and I'm steady cruising. Me versus the world and I'm never losing. Polo for the weather, cold like sushi.
Before I ask you what you feel about Timberland, I'm gonna try to play this clip real quick. Hang on, all right. Let's see if I got all this right. Thing ready to go. Hang on, real quick. My fingers are too big for this button. This is like a little digital button. Here we go. Let me check this out. See if it works.
What's up? Hey, respect to everybody here.
Hey, John, I respect you, bro. Hey. I respect. Hey, look,
the reason I brought you here because your post is crazy.
No.
I mean everything about it, bro. There's no, I'm not double backing on it. Respect to your legacy, I would say. What I view this as right now is a betrayal to artists everywhere, bro. What you're doing is you're backdooring us. You got to a position of power, and instead of choosing to unionize and fight against this AI, which I'm not stupid. I use ChatGPT to script out screenplays, things like that. I use ChatGPT on a daily to think of content ideas, to do the menial task, the meaningless task that a robot should do. I'm a spiritual person, and I believe that artists all are tapped into a divine entity, right? When you go and you start creating and you allow some fucking robot to come in and finish your song, you're cutting yourself off from the divine. And let me not even get that deep with it. What I...
All right, I'm going to have to pause that, gentlemen. But he's upset that Timbaland announced, or recently someone announced that Timbaland would be signing a AI artist and creating an AI album. Not like it's not being done already anyway by probably the masses at this point. Timbaland went as far as to embrace AI early on. And this guy is kind of upset about that because he believes that Timbaland is helping the conglomerates further take away the essence of music. What do you think?
No, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. I think because it basically just helps the business kind of continue to grow. And, you know, the big word is authenticity. And you basically get to do away with actually having to deal with the real things and real issues and real problems that come with it. And so, like, the business of A&R, right? You used to go to these low-level concerts and, you know, in these dive bars and pick out people and A&R them into a superstar, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore. You get what I'm saying? So they get the record labels get to keep a lot of their money and generate a lot more money and do a lot less work. But like I said, you know, like the clip said, you get tapped out of that that divine entity. And so the art, basically what it started with, you know, in that golden era, all the way back to, you know, just the inception and all the different inspirations that created, you know, hip hop, is doing away with basically all of that. So if you're somebody that does hold tradition and holds those certain values and understands the value of tradition, then you're not going to like it. And it's not something that I subscribe to because, you know, the reason why we're here is because of tradition in some way, shape, or form. And so when you stop respecting that, you're basically saying that there's no rules, there's no nothing, you know? And so there has to be some type of structure, maybe not in a process way, but in a cultural structure, you know?
Exactly. So when you get a guy like Timbaland, who had accolades and achievements, and basically coming down back to an area where it's going to stop a lot of people from achieving things now, because now I get, like, you know, even on a radio show, I get like people sending music in, and it's mostly, you know, a larger portion of it's AI, but the message they send along with it is like, yeah, I worked really hard on the song and I did this. And I'm like, no, not really. I can hear it. I've been in music for years. I can pick it out. I can hear it. And the thing is, it's like, you know, they have the same level of pride and the same level of commitment, sound, at least the sound of it, that a true artist who spent timeless nights, countless nights writing and perfecting their stuff and recording it and going back to the studio and the hard drive don't work no more. Or, you know what I mean? Or the person who sold you the beat, then sold the beat to three other people, and now you guys got to work that out. And all this background stuff, you know, the sitting around, the contributions, you know what I mean, that people make to make one song great, is no longer being appreciated. It's being it's being made to benefit the corporations, you know. And I'm not anti, but I don't like places like Spotify and things like that who try to train you on when you can release records. You know, oh, put out a record every week or put out a record every month. Then that's how you get your fans and things like that. They want you to be on schedule so they can depend on more content from you rather than saying that we're going to limit you. You know what I mean? We're not going to let people see you unless you keep feeding us. You know, that's the deal. And then what do they pay you? Pennies on a dollar when someone finally does hear you. You know, this is why I always tell people, kind of like what you said earlier, the old school space is still there, but it's actually a lot bigger now because most people upload a song and think that's going to do it all. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to get shoulder to shoulder. got to get in people's face. You got to talk to people about what you do. You know what I mean? Now, the internet is helpful. Definitely. But it also, we have to understand, we're feeding a business. And we're no longer feeding our own business. We're not feeding the record business. We're feeding all these other businesses who decide to say, hey, I can make a dollar over here by, you know, pimping the system, for lack of better words. Exactly. So what is your opinion overall on AI? Do you think that, I mean, would you find any use for it in your work?
I think maybe from a mixing and mastering perspective, like we talked about, just like doing those tasks that, cause I mean, this thing costs money, right?
Right.
This thing that, you know, this music thing. And so recording a song can be anywhere from, you know, $100 for 2 hours at 50, you know, for 2 hours at $50 an hour or whatever, all the way up until 500, right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's gonna sound great, right? But you still got to get it mixed. You still got to get it mastered. And so if I'm able to kind of save some money by maybe, I know that DistroKid, and I'm not really a big fan of DistroKid. I've come to learn about a couple things. But they have like this Mixia, you know, that's have that option where you could master it. And I was like, I've done that for a release. And honestly, it was fine. It was just fine. And the song came out, you know, folks, you know, we're digging it. And so in that sense, I can see it, you know. And I do have people that, you know, obviously are really good at what they do, mixing engineers, mastering engineers. But I think it was a good option to have.
Absolutely.
And just to kind of try it out. I think it's a good option to have, but I wouldn't necessarily fall back on it for sure.
So you have places like Lander and other places that will master your songs and things like that. Give it the. Now, if you are recording, if let's say you're recording in your home studio, you're going to need that because the engineer is not going to be there to perhaps master your song. Or if you maybe, you know, the mastering plugins that you want to use, you may not have. All those things are a part of natural progression when you are when you start recording yourself. You'll start getting your hands on some of these things. But I think what happened is, and yes, it is AI in a sense, and I'm not mad at it, but the creation of the actual song, I don't like that too much. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're going to go away? You're going to type in something? And have what somebody put blood, sweat, and tears, you know what I mean? And now we have to worry about you flooding the world with that. You know what I mean? So you can make 10 songs in one night, and I can make 10 songs in 2 months. You know what I mean? And it's not about just fairness. It's about the quality and the respect of the art of music. You know what I mean? You can't possibly respect something that you can generate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just impossible. It's like, you know, that's just my opinion. I'm mad old school, so you know what I mean? Sure. So that's my opinion.
I think in general, just the value of creative arts has, you know, gone down. You know, everybody's focused on status and money.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it is, you know? It's almost not even profitable to be an artist anymore, but the reason why I'm still alive is because it's worth it. There's still people out there that have a soul, that have a heart, and that really want to continue to spread their message and such, you know, like-minded people. And so I think as long as you still have people that value those things, it's still worth it to do it, you know, but I don't know. It's really, I think in the newer generation, I think in the 21 and under right now, those are the folks that I kind of, that I worry for. I think anybody that's like 21 and up right now and going forward, I think that they still maybe understand it. But anybody 21 and younger, I'm not sure if they're going to kind of understand where we're coming from, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they come from a different
world.
Yeah, a different world, a different era. You know, I have a teenage son and he's a music producer. You know what I mean? And he does it the way I used to do it when I was his age. You know what I mean? It's like, he builds from the bottom up, and you know, he starts with one sound, And I'm not saying you have to do that, because the thing is, it's like AI can be linked to sampling, like sampling a loop. So I kind of get it, but I just think that people do need to understand the craft. You do need to understand if you can make your own song and you want to use AI afterwards, but you know, you know how to really do it. I'm with you. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But I know that a person who knows how to build their own song from the bottom to the top ain't going to pick AI over that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Take all the creativity away and the fun. Where's the fun in this? Hey, man, you know, I like to spend days on a song rather than minutes and then be on to the next one. But that's the world we live in. You know what I mean? I can't knock it. You know what I mean? I cannot knock it. Yeah. I mean, a young man like yourself, you said 26 years old?
No, 28.
28 years old. Okay, so you still catching you probably catching some people who was deep on the AI stuff by now, or at least mentioning right. it or starting to think about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they should know that the more that's fed into, the harder it will be to not make a record, but to break your record. You know what I mean? Because we are at this point now helping people build on our struggle, you know, and there's no reward in that. I don't see it. I don't see a reward in that. You know what I mean?
No, I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
So let's ask, what's next for you? What do you see, or what's even currently? What do you have on, you know, out there? People can go listen to or find out more about you.
Yeah, so I dropped the album. It doesn't seem like it was too long ago, but I dropped the album in like 2024. Corporate Thuggin, that was my first kind of album. I wouldn't even consider it a full studio album, but it was my first. You know, it's my debut album, and so I'll definitely go check that out. That one was definitely, a really nice kind of introduction into my story and who I am as a person. And so, yeah, definitely go check that out. I got, you know, the EP, that's been playing, so Golden was the song that you introduced me with. So I got an EP that just dropped off of that one. It's called Undeniable. And then I'm working on a joint album with my boy, Nai Luge. So that's going to be dropping in like August, September. So definitely just check that out. Keep an eye out for that one.
Beautiful, beautiful. And is there any social media that people can look you up if they want to follow you?
Oh, yeah. So then 510 underscore LACA underscore on IG. That's kind of my main one. And so from there, you could just go to the link tree and find everything else that I'm connected to and everything else that I have out. So, yeah, definitely, you know, follow me on the IG.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it straight. Live and direct from the Bay Area, TGE Laka. Thank you, my man, for coming through today on the Ant Taylor Show. We're going to have to get you back on the show for a much longer segment. I can see you and I can talk for hours about music. I try to keep it short. I don't want to be on here all day talking about music because people actually want to hear some. You know what I mean? And we're going to play your joint right after this. We're going to get into one of your joints. You know what I mean? Is anybody you want to give a shout out to or anything you want to say in closing?
Oh, man, you know, shout out to the ones that is just keeping this real music alive. You know what I'm saying? Keeping true authenticity alive. You know, it's cool to be yourself. You ain't got to put on a mask for nobody. As long as you continue to stay true to yourself and you put your best foot out there and you focus on positivity, good things will come. So, you know, shout out to the folks that is doing that. Shout out to my family, my friends, my loved ones, everybody.
And there you have it. TGE Laka, everybody. This is the Ant Taylor Show.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Dollar seven digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, he got fridge, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler.
I roam the strip for bones to pick. When I find
free too. Just cooling out, you know what I'm saying? But who's chilling around the land, you know?
Yo, who's chilling? I think I know who's chilling.
Yeah, tell me who's chilling in that place.
Yo, Casual, you know, he's chilling.
Yo, Pat Love, he gotta be chilling.
Jay Biz, you know, he's chilling.
Hey, yo, man, my man Snoop is chilling, man.
Yo, Mike G, you know, he's here chilling.
My man Mike B, you know, he gotta chill.
Yo, the funky Homo sapiens is chilling.
Hey, my man Domino, yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Vero G, and you're listening to the Taylor Show.
In case you missed it, I'm a soul of mischief. In case you missed it, I'm a soul of mischief.
I put it on and I had to put work in. I made it happen when she wasn't worthy. Made it this far, I had to swim in the mud. Paid for the rest of my sweat and my blood. I paid on my dues, know I gotta get paid. Stayed on my vomit, come and try to make. Records on records, recording all day. Spitting that ball, said there's nothing to say. And I also was hard, but I had a maneuver. Now I can call me a piece from a jeweler. Things on my neck, now I drip milk and cooler. We ain't good no more, I'm in a tuner. I also was hard, but I had a maneuver. Now I can call me a piece from a jeweler. Things on my neck, now I drip milk and cooler. We ain't good no more, I'm in a tuner. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm strictly business. I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm a soul of mischief.
I'm all about the energy and how it's used. One step at a time, how I step in these shoes. Taking leaps and bounds beyond the barrier. Now everything in life keeps getting merrier. No hostility, love around the galaxy. Feeling real regal, but don't call me your majesty. Don't make me do it, don't make me leave a casualty. Show the dark side of my personality. Live with the shadow part of my life. Out the darkness, here comes the light. I'm getting older and practical, but no jokes. Gotta have skills to ski down these slopes. None came close, cause they all choked. Got hung with their young rope. Yeah, that's why I remain cool. Who the fool? The fool or the fool who follows the fool?
Yeah, I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm strictly business. I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm a soul of mischief.
Yo, yo, you listen to the Ann Taylor Show, man. Thanks for coming in, hanging out with us, man. Man, this was a beautiful, beautiful day, man. Look, last week was extraordinary for me, man. I got a chance to go on to some other shows and check out my girl, Vero G, Spotlight. Check out the Indie Hookup. We did a collaboration show, man. It was beautiful, man. I was on there acting a fool. You can look up VOG Spotlight on YouTube. You can look up the Indie Hookup on YouTube. You can see Ann Taylor in rare form. You can actually see what I look like or whatever. I want to thank all of you guys for Luxurious Leroy's. You buried with him, and thank you. We had to have security remove him once I finally got in. You know what I mean? He was keeping me outside. Thank you once again for tuning in. Let's get to the message of the week. In a world that often asks us to be more, do more, and prove ourselves at every turn, let this truth settle deep in your spirit. Being you is enough. We all carry burdens, men and women alike. Some walk heavy roads, others seem to glide through seasons of ease. But no matter how it comes, ease and hardship are both temporary. The moments we cling to and the ones we wish away, they all pass. Time does not pause, not for joy, not for pain. It moves, and we move with it. So let's choose to move with grace. We need more forgiveness of ourselves and of each other. We need understanding because everyone you meet is fighting battles you can't always see. We need to offer grace, not just when it's deserved, but when it's needed. Healing begins where judgment ends. Let us not waste this dash of time we've been given trying to perfect what is already beautiful. You, your story, your presence in someone's life, that's enough. The moment, fleeting as it is a gift. And while we are here, let us love louder, laugh deeper, embrace the now with hearts open wide. Because one day, all that will remain is the love we gave, the peace we made, and the lives we touched. Let your life be a song of grace, a rhythm of healing, and a reminder that being yourself fully and freely is more than enough. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.